Hey there, this is Isolde Trachtenberg with a bonus episode with the fabulous Rena Friedman Watts. We're going to do a rapid fire set of questions. Rena's graciously agreed to stay on the show for a minute and answer these questions. Are you ready, Rena?
I am ready.
Awesome. First question, favorite song?
We built this city on rock and roll.
I love that song. That's great. Favorite musical group?
Ooh. You know, I love Beyonce, so I'm going to go with Beyonce.
Good answer. Favorite artist?
Oh, okay. I guess Beyonce wasn't a group, but she came from a group. I still love Mariah Carey.
Nothing wrong with that. Favorite painting artist?
Picasso.
I am not a bit surprised because you are wild and wonderful, and so is he. The book you recommend most to people?
I am in the middle of reading. Is it right here? Oh my gosh. Stephen Covey's new book. And I'm totally blanking on the name, but The Speed of Trust is amazing. Anything Stephen Covey. I'm going to say The Speed of Trust. Trust is something that we all need today.
For sure. And especially trust in ourselves. Your first concert?
Oh my gosh, Michael Jackson's Bad Tour.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I saw the Thriller Tour and it was amazing. He's amazing in concert. Favorite city?
I think I'll always have a special place in my heart for Louisville, Kentucky, because that's where I was born and raised.
Nice. And it's beautiful. Let's see. Ooh, cats or dogs?
Dogs. I grew up with little doggies. My dad had a Sheltie Collie. Then we had a Sheltie Collie. Then we got two more Sheltie Collies.
Lots of dogs. I love it. Okay. Backpack, wallet, rucksack, or purse?
Purse.
Favorite cookie?
Oatmeal raisin.
Nice. The last question is a two-parter. Your favorite book as a child and your favorite book as an adult?
Ooh. It's a classic book, but I do like Goodnight Moon and I read it to my kids.
Aw.
Yeah, it's fun and it's repetitive. My kids love that and I love that. Probably my favorite book as an adult, oh my gosh, would be something edgy like, should I even share? I am a big James Patterson fan, but I have to take breaks because I can figure them out. I'll say maybe like First to Die, Second Chance, like his series. I love James Patterson books.
Awesome. Yeah, sometimes they can get a little formulaic, but yeah, you know what? I'll have to send you a copy of I've just recently written a mystery novel. Yay. So yeah.
Is it ready?
It's going to be ready this summer. It's looking for a summer debut and it's called Die by the Sword. It's about a professional tarot card reader who helps the police solve crimes in Washington, D.C. And it's pretty cool. If I say so myself.
It.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to write. So that is it. Unless you have any last thoughts that you have to offer for the bonus round.
I will say, I'll give you a little LinkedIn tip.
Awesome.
If you want to get recommendations, go make someone's day and write a few recommendations.
That's a great idea. And in fact, I'm going to go write you a recommendation like today. That's fantastic. And I don't know if we're on LinkedIn together, but we should be. All righty. Rena, again, thank you so much for joining me for this wee little bonus round of the Innovative Mindset podcast. Thank you again for being here. And remember, be bold, be brave, be kind. Bye.
I love that. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.
Thank you.